Hello and welcome to the Trading College podcast, where we look to bring you some of the most thought-provoking ideas about trading and what you could do to improve your trading.
Hello and welcome back to our podcast here at Trading College. Once again, I'm joined by Raj, our coach here at the college. And on today's subject, we're going to be talking about win rate. We're going to be talking about how new traders deal with taking losing trades and how we can help you and maybe give you a few sort of tips in how to deal with taking losing trades. So, hello, Raj. How are you, mate?
Yeah, not bad. Just enjoying the nice weather today and chilling out. I was in the garden, but I've moved back inside because obviously I didn't want the sound interruption. But no, good today. How are you?
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. I think we're doing this on a Friday. So a few trades this morning. And then I'm going to hit the golf course with this lovely weather soon. So I thought we'll dive into this podcast. I thought it's a great time to talk about sort of win rates and winning trades, losing trades, how sort of new traders deal with the psychology around taking losing trades. Obviously, it comes at a good time with this challenge account that I've been doing. It's up at 42,000 now. Took a couple of losing trades, but it's still on a positive direction, so it's doing really well. Remember, that was £10,000 we started with, 20th of March, and now it's up at just over 40,000. So I want to get to 50,000, and we'll see what we'll. I keep saying to myself, Raj, I'm gonna just stop the challenge and trade my normal account, and then
I think one of the amazing things about that as well is, well, like even when we went to the retreat in Rome, it was about 20,000 or 21,000 then, and it's not really even been that long since. And to get 100% return from that period of time alone, and obviously coming up to a 400% return, in total, is just it's phenomenal. So nice one, well done, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on holiday quite a bit as well, half term school holidays, as I said, and also it's been A couple of days where it's been quiet and nothing happening. So I've got to be more patient, and you've got to be more patient in those days when the markets are going sideways. But it's overall, really, you've got to think about what I can make it or what the trader can make in a year. It's not about sort of one or two days. Anyway, so on this subject, let's talk about it. I mean, my win rate for this account is 77.5%. But what about, I want to talk to you about, the win rate's good. But I want to talk to you and ask you about the 23% losing trades.
Yeah.
And how students or new traders struggle with this 20-30% losing trades. Do you feel that's a big factor with sort of new students that you're teaching?
Yeah, I mean, I think because obviously now on the mentorship, like, I think we're coming up to, like, to be honest, me personally, like hundreds of students, and then obviously just in the community anyway. And I think that is quite a big thing, especially depending on whether you trade on a long-term or short-term horizon. I think one of the biggest differences between professionals and retail traders, and obviously I kind of subdivide that into professional retail traders as well, because there are retail traders that do very, very well, is that ability, I think, to handle your win rate and to expect that there are periods of time where you're going to lose, but if you balance your statistics properly, hopefully over a long period of time or over a certain amount of trade, you're going to bounce back. That I think that to me is a key difference between the people that make money long term and the people that don't.
Yeah, I was listening to you in the chat room yesterday, and you said, it doesn't matter if we lose these trades, it doesn't matter, our win rate is good, we're going to make money over the long term, it doesn't matter if you take losing trades. And I think that takes a lot of pressure off people, because people come into trading and they think they're not going to have losing trades. They're going to make money on every single trade. And it's just not the case.
No.
And it's how they deal with those losing trades, which will keep them healthy. Because I think it could be quite stressful if they are perfectionists and they want to have a winning 100% winning trades, and they're looking for that holy grail. And I think really it's all to do, a lot of this is all to do with how well you lose. How good are you at taking losing trades, which will keep you in the business for a long time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I quite liken it to like, you know, sports players and, you know, big, you know, good football teams and, you know, like Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, those kind of guys really as well, because, you know, they're going to go through games where, you know, they're consistently good winners over a long period of time. But, you know, if they take those losses really, really badly and they let them get to them, like, you know, they capitulate, you know, obviously that knocks them off their perch, doesn't it? Like, you know, especially, you know, boxing is a great one for this, isn't it? Like, if we look at the Ricky Hatton situation and then also Prince Nassim Hamed as well, like, you know, they were at the top of their game when they, you know, when they lost and obviously capitulated. But you get some boxers, you know, like Tyson Fury or, you know, a few others that have been knocked down in the past and are able to get up. And I think it's, you know, taking a bit of an advantage or, you know, a bit of a leaf out of their book really does help. I mean, trading is a performance art, isn't it, really, at the end of the day? And having the bounce back and being able to learn from that mistake, but just not letting it kind of really affect you and not letting it change your ability to pull the trigger. I think that's key.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at on the sporting side of it, I mean, look at Tiger Woods. He was at the top of his game and won everything, you know, best golfer arguably of all time. And he missed the majority of fairways. His fairway finding rate was so bad. Anybody knows about golf is that if you hit the fairway, you've got a better chance of hitting the green after that. But he was in the woods, he was in the rough, he was in bunkers, and he still went on to win. He didn't hit perfect shots all the time, but he still went on to win. He knew how to win. And I think that's with trading. If you struggle with a losing trade and you let it affect the next trade, because I want to get onto this. I want to get onto and talk about when somebody does take a losing trade, what happens next? I mean, bad things could happen next. So if somebody takes a losing trade and they don't have a plan, they could instantly try to take another trade to get the losses back, which, okay, if there's a strategy and a setting up, but if there's no setup or strategy that gives you the edge, setting up, you know, they revenge trade and they want to get that £100 that they lost back instantly. And that's bad. So what I do with my students, I actually say, take a 2-minute break. Two-minute break, especially if you're day trading, 2-minute break, and go and clear your head, have a glass of water, come back, wait for the setup, and so on. So it's that losing trade, which, and I would imagine, I'm sure there is people out there, just like golfers that react badly to bad shots, that people will get angry and, you know, tend to blame the markets or the indicators or whatever, or their partners or whatever. It's tough, isn't it? Taking that losing trade and how they deal with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've all seen like golfers completely capitulate and fall apart on the green, haven't we?
Yeah.
So like when they're putting and they just, you know, these are normal, you know, putts that they can make on a daily basis in training or like in other matches that they've played and stuff like that. They're normally really easy things for them, but it's that kind of psychology that kicks over. And I think that's the same as like revenge trading. So like, you know, like when you take a trade and, you know, it might not go well for you, but, you know, you've got that FOMO kicks in and then you think, oh, actually, no, I can do it. The market is going to go in my direction. You place another trade and you think, oh, no, I can do it. And you place another trade. But each time it just keeps going against you, that revenge trading kind of atmosphere. And then obviously, you know, maybe one does go for you and you think, oh, now it's going for me. I need to take profit to recoup some of my money rather than let it go to its, you know, fruition, to its overall target. I mean, you know, you name it. Obviously, we see it, you know, when we're coaching, when we're at trading college. But, you know, that's the point. I think having that composure where, like, yes, if you make a losing trade, like journaling it, write it down, write what happened, see if you can learn from that particular losing trade from, you know, in the future, and then go through, you know, the learning material, the course material to see what you did wrong to go back. You know, to go back to it at another time is key. Just having being able to reflect, isn't it? I think that's the one.
It is, and I have no doubt. And let's just remind everybody, myself and you, we've done this. We've been through all the mistakes every single trader's done. Okay. I doubt there's much that we haven't done in our early years of learning how to trade and learn this skill, that we've done all the mistakes. So it's, you know, we're not traders that are invincible, that have never made a single mistake trading at all. I mean, you know, I can make a trading mistake every couple of weeks, especially day trading, because it gets a little bit quick at times and, you know, things happen. So you're trying to reduce mistakes. But I think people, you know, you're not a bad person. Mm-hmm. You know, you've not committed a crime here. Yeah. You've just taken a losing trade. As long as it's not a big losing trade. That's key, isn't it? I mean, you know, my early days, first 18 months of trading, blew out accounts left, right, and center due to the fact that the big ones would just go against me, and I wanted to be right. And as soon as you just realize that the secret of trading is combining a really good trading strategy with money management and trading psychology, you know, you've got everything there. And it's, but you're not a bad person. You know, you're just taking a losing trade. Give yourself a break. You know, pat yourself on the back that you actually use your stop to get out of the trade and then just move on. And it's really important to, and this is something that you always talk about, Raj, and I did in the early days here, was, you know, one trade is just one trade out of a sample size, you know, out of a big pot of trades you're taking. That one trade is just, I mean, I can't even remember the trades I took last week. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd have to look at my journal and go through the stats, but I can't even remember those trades, mate. Maybe you can, because you're a little bit longer and you're still in trades for
six years. Yeah. I think me being a bit of a maths nerd, like if we, you know, the way that this obviously works is that, you know, anyone can get any, you know, one trade wrong at any one time because of anything that could happen. Right. So, you know, you could take a perfectly good trade and, like, you know, some central banker could come and say something, or some data point could come out in the wrong direction or something like that. And that's just one losing trade, losing for no reason, you know, like because we can't predict the future in regards to, you know, like, you know, earthquakes or whatever, anything can happen. Right. So that's why I always go on that law of large numbers, because, you know, one thing can happen to any one trade for any reason. But over the course of like 100 trades or over the course of 50 trades, you know, your numbers are going to smooth themselves out. The data is going to smooth itself out. You know, 20 trades we normally use for a test. And I think that's fair. A 20 trade test is fair, because really you don't want to go so far in the process past 20 trades, realizing you've completely got the wrong end of the stick and it's not working for you. But I think when you start to get to 50, you really do know whether your strategy is working or not. And it's much easier and quicker to do that as a day trader than it is as a swing trader, unfortunately, because obviously the trades take longer. But it is what it is. You know, if you want to be a good trader and, you know, this is, and it suits your personality, you've got to go through these things. And, you know, it's not as hard as it sounds. It's really not as hard. You know, if you're day trading, you know, a lot of my day traders will take, like, I would probably say on average 2-3 trades a day. I don't know about yours and you, Lee. How many trades a day roughly do you go for?
Well, I'm looking at something about 5 trades a day, it says on the stats. Yeah, and that seems to be my sweet spot.
Yeah, so 50 trades is, you know, 10 days.
Yeah, it's I want to go back to the subject of sort of newbie traders finding the strategy. But I think, you know, when as a day trader, as I get it up in the morning, I'm ready to go. And it's, you know, it's something I feel that I'm good at, I'm passionate about it. That suits my personality.
Yeah.
You know, my first trade could be a losing trade of the day.
Yeah.
You know, and then, so how do you deal with that? I mean, somebody who's new to that will go, oh, right, bad things could happen. But for me is, you've got to have the thought in your head. I know this might sound a little bit strange to people or awkward, but I don't care. I don't give a monkey's whether I take a winning trade or a losing trade as my first. I would like to have a winning trade, but if it's a losing trade, I don't care, because I know that I can make money trading the strategy when it sets up at some point throughout the day. Now, the thing is, if I had 3 losing trades in a row, then I would think about, okay, am I performing well here? Am I feeling okay? Are the markets going sideways? And, you know, but I've got filters for all that sideways price action. But yeah, I mean, if I've taken three losing trades in a row, which I don't think I have for a very long time, as in months, and especially this challenge account, that would I will still not really be that concerned. It's when you're new and you've taken three losing trades. The key point, I think, for this is that I know the strategy that I'm using, so I know that the outcomes are going to be, it's going to be good if I use that strategy over a period of trades. But if somebody's new and they're trading without a strategy and they're trading randomly and not following the strategy and having three winning losing trades, then they've got no stats to come back on, really, have they, mate, to work around the strategy and think, well, you know, if they're just randomly trading, they've got nothing to fall back on, have they, regarding results?
No, I think an interesting thing about that is that if, for example, you are a brand new trader, what I would probably say to somebody who's a bit nervous about that is that if they have a daily amount that they're willing to, you know, use or lose in that sense. So let's just for argument's sake, you know, it's a £2,000 account or something like that, or a £5,000 account. And they sit there thinking, you know, we all know we need to take risk to take a trade. Let's say they take a trade which is £20 risk a trade. Again, this is just for argument's sake. But you're saying, you've given an example there where about three losing trades. They could then know that the worst case scenario on any given day would be to lose £60, right? And if they're comfortable with that and that works in their mind and they can justify that, then there's nothing wrong with that, you know, if that is the case. So, and that's in an unlikely scenario of losing three trades in a row. But then over, like, let's say the course of 10 trades, you know, they've for example, won five and lost five, you know, which is perfectly conceivable. You know, they'll come out ahead if they've got a 2-to-1 risk to reward. So just like you're saying, that you're not bothered that if the first trade is a loser, I think that's definitely it. But I would also have a maximum, you know, kind of daily loss limit where you can just walk away from your PC and not worry about having lost that much money. Because I think when it gets demoralizing for some traders is if they over leverage themselves and they've got an account, let's say a £10,000 account, and they've lost £1,000 of it in one day, you know, you just don't let that happen to yourself. You know, capital preservation and being able to live to trade another day is very important.
Absolutely. And you know, having money still left so you get the time to learn. I mean, if you're blowing £1,000 with a £10,000 count in day one, you know, one day you haven't learned that much, really. But, you know, you need time. So you need capital preservation. You need to protect. I say to everyone, the most important thing is protecting that trading account, because then it gives people time to learn.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if I want to see my students trading in 3, 4, 6 months time still. Exactly. I don't want somebody just coming and blow out after a week, because, you know, they've got to get more money to come back into that, into the game and replenish the account, and which is, you know, what we don't want to do. And we all know that, I mean, good traders have blown out trading accounts in the past, but by having a mentor like us, you know, we can talk to people and give them the heads up of the things that do go wrong maybe at the start of their career. But also, we've had a lot of students that just hit the ground running. They start the mentorship and they just do well, really well, very quickly. And that's another thing where we've got to manage them, because their expectations then are just through the roof. They think they can't do anything wrong. And that's another area. We'll probably talk about that on a podcast, Raj, on that one. But
yeah, definitely. And then, you know, going back to also the other point where we were talking about, like, getting over losing trades and then obviously having that maximum loss limit and that protection, like you said, working the other way, you know, if you do follow the trading college strategies kind of verbatim and you're good at following your rules, you know, I often do see traders where they'll have, like, you know, 5 winning trades, 2 losing trades, 4 winning trades, 1 losing trade. And that's like a normal distribution curve of, like, winning to losing trades normally. And then just being comfortable with that and just rolling with that and making sure that you stay sharp and you keep going with that focus as well. That's also awesome.
Yeah, there was a broker, there was a cracking broker in the US that I had an account with when I was day trading the US market many, many years ago in 2006. And they used to, you know, you had to have a cutoff. So you had to tell them how much you're prepared to lose for the day, which was whatever, $500. And then they would not allow you to place any trades. So that was really good. I'm surprised that, I'm not surprised, to be honest, that the spread betting brokers haven't got that in, where they say, right, okay, you're not allowed to lose X amount per day as a certain type of trader as a day trader. But anyway, I don't think they would get that passed. But yeah, I mean, it's really all about, you know, dealing with losing trades. As long as the trader is following the strategy, you know, I don't mind taking a losing trade. You know, I don't really care taking a losing trade. As long as I followed that strategy and it's part of my sample size or part of my overall trades, I don't mind taking it. It's when, if I just completely go against my strategy and lose all discipline, I'm not saying I'm going to do that because I've learned my lessons over the years. But as long as I'm following my strategy, I don't mind taking a losing trade. I would be very disappointed with myself if I lost a trade and didn't follow the strategy, than following the strategy and having a losing trade, you know, because your actions are not right, what you're doing with your trading there.
Yeah, but then that's you know, like when, so I've got a description of this. So when I talk to the people that I'm coaching, and if they do everything right and they lose, I call it a good loser. Yeah.
Yeah.
So for example, you know, if they're following the trend, they get a new PTS or a new momentum trigger signal, and it just happens to lose. You know, there's enough space for it to go, and we think it. You know, that they, if they follow that trade, you know, 100 times. Do they think they're going to win more than 50, 60% of them in their mind? If they say yes, if they follow that, if they do that trade 100 times and they think they're going to win 50, 60% of them or more, then they are perfectly right and justified in taking that trade. That's all cool. So that's how we kind of work on this. And then when we go over the trades and we review the trades in the sessions and we go back and look over them and we say, you know, I'll kind of screenshot it or pause it where they have taken that trade, and we'll discuss and we'll say, look, what's going on in this trade? These are all of the correct areas. Is everything in the right places for it to work? And again, if the answer is right, it's a good loser. Don't worry about it. These things are going to happen. Get over it. If you took that trade 10 more times, you'll probably come out on top.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really good. So anyone listening to this, the reason we're sort of talking about this is because, you know, we want you to do well. You will take losing trades. You won't have 100% success rate. I mean, what do you think? If I had a £100 million account, I could have 100% winning trades, don't you think? I could average in until it turns into a winner.
I don't know. I'd maybe say within like the 80s, 90s, I think 100%, like if you took one winning trade and stopped, you know, or take five winning trades and stop, then yeah, I don't know. Over the course of 100 trades, there's going to be one market that's going to capitulate if you keep averaging in, right?
So, yeah.
You know, but yeah, up in the 80s, yeah, definitely. But I do believe that, you know, like that, because I trade equities, I've seen companies obviously go bust, like Canadian Pacific Railway. You know, SAP, for example, had a really bad time about 18 months ago or something like that. So these are big companies, a few of them. So, you know, it's hard to think that, like, you know, like now we've got the big drops in like Facebook, Zoom, Netflix. And, you know, I do hear a lot of the people kind of say, well, these things have got to turn around. You know, they're too big. They're massive companies, you know. And, you know, I sit there and I think, you know, part of me thinks, yeah, you're right. These are big companies. But my ethos is never try and catch a falling knife. When the momentum turns and the markets start to move back up and you get new momentum triggers, new PTS signals, prices move above the moving averages, etc., that's when I think you're the probabilities better of that trade making sense and it working. So, you know, when it comes to averaging on those big, large accounts, I don't know. It's just not in my ethos. I don't know why.
No, I'm just saying, you know, it is possible. I think with the FX market, you do get a lot of more wave trading where, you know, you get the pullbacks and so on. It doesn't happen as much. I totally agree with you that the stock market, individual stocks can just plummet. I mean, I've got plenty of stories of that with, stocks going to, like, you know, nearly zero and stuff, and people saying, well, I'm going to buy down here, this falling knife, and it ends up they just lose all their money. So it's never a good idea to do that in stocks, individual stocks. But in the FX market, you do get opportunities to add in and things like this, but it's all got to be part of somebody's solid trading plan. You know, it's not about You know, we're going to do a psychology one. I think a psychology podcast would be very beneficial to the listeners because it's huge and yeah. it's a big area that, you know, I'm very much into, and I know you are as well. So, you know, if you look at our trading bot, and we can just put a trading strategy into the trading bot, and we can run the strategy automatically. The algorithm and the bot does all its work for us. And I've just run one here on a particular currency, Aussie dollar, and it's got 42%. I've used a strategy, so I plugged it in. It's got 42% win rate on the Aussie dollar, this particular strategy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 42% winning trades. That's less than 50%, of course. Drawdown is big. But what I'm saying here, it still makes £129,836,000. So a 42% win rate, big drawdown, massive. But by crunching the numbers, you could have less, you could have below 50% and still make money. Would you be around after those drawdowns? I do not know. But so this is a great way of people testing strategies. And we got ones up in the 50s, 60s, 70% winning trades. Mm. Remember, this is machinery work doing this, and this is the robot doing this, and this is the sort of the artificial intelligence doing its thing with a particular strategy. But I think combining the strategy, the artificial intelligence, the signals, and then the human being taking the trade and analyzing the market, I think it's the perfect ingredients, mate. I really do. Machine and human being, brilliant.
Yeah, and going back to what you said, which was interesting about maximum drawdown, I just want to cover that, because you know on the bot, when we do the testing, it gives you that number, and then when we're doing the physical testing, I normally say to everyone, and this is just, you know, me being a bit candid, okay, so it doesn't directly relate to trading, but if you and me are playing heads and tails, you know, tossing a coin, and like, you know, we get, you know, there's going to be a time where we're going to get like four or five heads in a row or four or five tails in a row. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like over 100 coin tosses, there's going to be a time where you'll get consecutive numbers. And that's the way that I think that we should look at maximum drawdown. If we've got a strategy, you know, like you said, that's 43%, you know, winning, but it still makes money. And then also you do it over a certain period of time. Look at it in the same way. If it's 43%, what does that mean over the course of, you know, let's say 50, 60 trades? Because then that will determine how much risk you're taking per trade. Because if you're over leveraging, your account won't survive it. But if you drop your position size right down, you know, to the correct risk amount, your account will survive that maximum drawdown, you know?
Yeah, people over position sizing is not good. I'm always much easier. I feel much better when I'm going to bed with trades open that I've got correct position size in, not over position sized. And I'm not going to wake up to a massive move against me by using my stop loss. Yeah. So what we're going to do, we're going to get somebody on who designs and talks about artificial intelligence. We're going to be on the podcast soon as well, and we'll dive in. Yeah, that'll be great. You know, he's coming from a different angle to us. He's machine learning, and he is coding the artificial intelligence and strategies. And we're the discretionary trader. You know, we're the discretionary professional retail trader. So it's a different area. But it'd be great to get him on. He's agreed to come on, and we'll dive into the stats with him and what it's all about, that artificial intelligence. So we'll let people know. Look out for that next podcast. Okay, mate. Any final thoughts at all to help people dealing with losers?
Just quickly, I think the difference, like we said, between the professional retail, a normal retail trader who's not doing so well, and an actual professional trader, you know, working, you know, in a professional environment, is I do think it's this putting the pressure on themselves. I think understanding and being fully comfortable with the fact that you are going to lose trades, and you know these things are going to happen from time to time, I think that's perfectly normal. Get over it. The quicker you get over it and the better you come to terms with it, the better trader you'll become overall. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and my final thoughts would be, you know, if you're taking a losing trade, did you follow your strategy? You know, did you do your best to follow the trading strategy that you've tested and that you've, you know, been using? Because if you did and you took a losing trade, it's just part of the trades, you know, the group of trades that you're going to take. And you know, if it's a good trade strategy, you will have losing trades and you will have winning trades. It's just part of it. So don't beat yourself up. because that can be very depressing, and just pat yourself down, well, pat yourself on the back for taking a loss and using a stop and protecting your trading account. Go for a walk, move on. I know it hurts, but you know, it's all part of trading, and people have got to accept that to become a very good trader.
Yep, definitely.
All right, mate. Well, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. Thank you, everybody who's listening. Make sure you you know, you subscribe to all our social media channels, and you know, I think to our podcast here, because you'll be notified when the next one comes out. And don't forget to jump on to Learn to Trade Live as well, guys. That's our monthly webinar, beginners webinar, where we dive into day trading and swing trading, showing you what we're doing here at Trading College. And if you need to speak to anybody regarding your next steps with your trading career, just give Chris a ring or ask for a callback from our website and speak to Chris. All right, guys, have a great weekend, Raj. Take care, mate.
Yes, bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you'd like any more information, please visit tradingcollege.co.uk. We have lots going on there. We have loads of free events and lots of places for you to look for any information you could possibly need about your trading journey.